Hey there, Daniel. I just read some exciting news from the aerospace sector in the Northwest. I think this might interest our listeners. Let me tell you about it.
Hey Emma, sounds good. Go ahead.
So, ThyssenKrupp Aerospace India has been awarded a long-term contract by Dynamatic Technologies for the Airbus A220 program. This is a really significant step for both companies.
I see. What exactly does this contract involve?
Under the agreement, ThyssenKrupp Aerospace India will manage the supply chain for raw materials, warehousing, and processing services for Dynamatic Technologies facilities in India.
Right, what kind of materials are we talking about?
The primary product group includes aluminum, steel, and titanium products. These will be sourced from ThyssenKrupp Aerospace India's local site in Bangalore.
Ah, I see. So, they're going to be supplying these materials in various shapes and sizes to meet the precise needs of Dynamatic Technologies.
Exactly, and the delivery will be just in time to their manufacturing facilities. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah, that makes sense. It reduces inventory costs and ensures the materials are available when needed.
Absolutely, and to support this partnership, ThyssenKrupp Aerospace India is making substantial investments in its local infrastructure.
What kind of investments are they making?
They are expanding their current site in India with an additional state-of-the-art warehouse. The expansion will add 3,900 square meters of space.
Wow, that's quite a big investment. So, what's the capacity of the new warehouse?
The expansion will increase material storage from 1,500 tons up to 4,500 tons. That's a threefold increase.
That's impressive. And what about processing equipment?
They are also installing up to 4 additional plate saws and 2 additional bar saws. This will help support the expansion of the Indian aerospace market.
I see. So, the investment is designed to support the growth of both companies.
That's right. A key component of this partnership is the mutual commitment to digitalize significant parts of the supply chain.
Digitalization is definitely a big trend in the industry. How will this benefit the supply chain?
By bundling all material demands, the collaboration aims to increase visibility and resilience. This will help reduce waste and eliminate unnecessary stockpiling.
That sounds like a smart approach. It enhances efficiency and sustainability.
Exactly. And Billy Kingsbury, CEO at ThyssenKrupp Materials UK and leading the aerospace division in India, has some interesting comments on this.
What did he say?
He mentioned that they are pleased to continue this strategic partnership with Dynamatic Technologies for the A220 program. He believes their extensive experience and deep understanding of supply chain management, combined with their robust local infrastructure, position them ideally to support Dynamatic Technologies' ambitious growth plans.
That's a strong statement. So, this collaboration not only strengthens their market presence, but also reaffirms their commitment to supporting the aerospace sector with innovative and efficient supply chain solutions.
Absolutely. This is a really significant development for the Northwest Aerospace Cluster.
Yes, it shows the strength of the partnerships and the innovative approaches being taken in the industry.
It's definitely a story worth sharing with our listeners. This contract highlights the importance of collaboration and infrastructure development in driving growth and innovation in the aerospace sector.
Agreed, and it's great to see companies investing in their local infrastructure and digital solutions to support the industry's future.
That's right. Well, that's the news for today.
Thanks for the update, Emma. We'll be back with more news from the Northwest Aerospace Cluster next time.